You've been playing that music and I haven't been listening to it.
Mm-hmm. What?
Okay.
He was playing the music, wasn't he?
No. Not before, and you weren't listening. Yeah.
Well, that's because it goes through the headphone.
This is Last One Out. You're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Wake up late in the morning. We need it, yeah, that feeling. All day till the evening. Live like this, nothing like Texas. Headed out for the weekend. My phone won't stop ringing. I can tell everything is right. I see the bright flashing lights.
Everybody, and welcome to Comic Pop's Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Michelle.
My eyes are closed, sorry.
And tonight we are going to be listening and reviewing the band Polymer. They have a new EP out called Find Me. We'd like to thank Margot Durgos from Black Panda PR for supplying this for us. So thank you, Margot, and we will turn it over to April for Polymer. Find Me.
Yeah, I want to clarify. I'm pretty sure it's not a band.
Is it not?
I think it's just the one person. Sam, okay. I think Smyers is how you pronounce his last name, and he's a.k.a. Polymer. And this is his summer EP called Find Me, and you just listen to Red Eye from it. Sam is from, he's originally from Texas, but he is now in L.A., and he does. And he said he did his own producing because he felt like it was the only way to get his music how he wanted it to sound.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit harder sell in Texas, the type he's doing.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, he's more of that electro
techno
feel to it.
Does he do his own instrumentals?
I don't know if it actually said
A lot of it's computer-based. Anyways, okay, with
so
the electro techno.
Most of it then.
And he's his own producer, so.
Probably so then.
So it's probably just him, himself, and he. That didn't work out.
Yeah, it did.
Because usually it's like me, myself, and I. But you gotta think about it a bit. When
so
you start
he and himself.
It. And he.
He and himself.
He, himself, and hi.
Just two.
I don't know what
high.
Else to do it. And yeah, I don't know.
Himself and
he, himself, and him.
Yeah. I guess, he says it's indie electronic pop.
I'd agree.
And I do agree, it's indie. Okay. God dang it, Mom. We're a mess here. Mom just dropped all of her notes everywhere. Jeez, and she's got her feet kicked up on another chair with her shoes off.
You're supposed to be relaxed.
That's right, I barely put on pants for this. I was in my pajamas because I just got back from work. And I came out.
And she works in her pajamas.
No, I just came back from work and I changed it to them. And I come out like trying to put on my pants, my buckle. And Mom comes out. She's like, I'm so proud of you. You put on pants. Says, thanks, Mom. But yeah, and he also says, back to the Sam, electronic pop, but with elements of folk. And I don't know if I heard folk in it.
Elements.
Well, I didn't hear elements. Not saying is a bad thing, but I think if he wants to say some folks in there, I think he might need to make it a bit more prominent.
Yeah, because I heard more of the electronic pop or electronic techno is what I would kind of throw in at, because the first night, Summer Nights, has a little bit that's really techno in it, and I think there's one other song where techno was really strong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a feeling throughout of the electronic, but there was a couple that really had the techno. I can't remember what the other one was, April.
All of it was techno.
All of them? Okay.
I think so.
But he does use a little bit of, I think, the techno kind of, or the electronic kind of sounds like the 90s-ish type stuff.
The third one on this EP.
Oh, On the Run?
That was more of acoustics, I think.
Yeah, I like that
one. It was a straight up.
And I like that one.
Had the guitar, had a violin in the background, had a tambourine.
It was really cool.
Whether it was all electronically based, I'm not sure. But
And on five, I'm...
It's kind of cool.
On my notes, I didn't put the...
It was a nice change because it was, again, right in the middle of the EP where...
Yeah.
Because this one actually had 6 songs, so not technically middle, but roughly. But it was kind of, you had the techno, then you went to, like April said, more of a straight... Smoother that one was probably your focus.
It was probably, maybe. So, but it's...
Yeah, acoustic.
Yeah, it was pure sound.
On the Run was my favorite.
On the Run. Yeah, is number 5 on the room? What's number 5? I just have numbers on my notes.
Call Out My Name.
That's Call Out My Name. That had the steel drums in it. Yep. That sounded so cool.
And I referenced it to parts of it. Reminded me of the ending theme to the B-movie Buckaroo Banzai, if any of you are out there old enough to remember that movie. If not, check it out. It's kind of a fun one. But it just, parts of that reminded me of the...
And is that going to be our outro song?
No, you said you wanted On the Run to be the outro, unless you want to change it.
No, I don't. I don't remember. This has been a whole day ago. It's weird. I actually remember more of the songs now than I did yesterday after just listening to it. It's weird. But my memory's weird.
But I know On the Run, to me, I got the phrasing, it's our dreams we're chasing, and it's like always chase them, don't give up on them, kind of a feel.
Overall, I really liked him. I mean, I think there were a couple spots that kind of dragged a bit with the techno. I think the one I noticed the most on it was number 2.
Take My Time.
Yeah, I think it was with the electro techno stuff. I think it was just a little too slow, but that's just all something he'll...
I think that was intentional, though, because the main gist of that was take your time in a relationship, so I think he slowed it down
intentionally. What's the title of the song again?
Take My Time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't take time to listen to you the first time you said it.
Might have been the style that he wanted to do it.
Maybe it just wasn't my type of thing. But yeah, overall, I mean.
And then I made mention on the last song called Runaway, the chorus really felt like a 50s song because it kind of had the type of chorus that you would hear in a 50s song, yeah. So I kind of enjoyed that. But overall, I think Michelle kind of mentioned, you know, when we were listening to it, I was kind of bobbing my head. So she's like, well, if you bob your head, that's kind of an indicator that it's pretty good.
That's kind of if I put on a song and that I've never heard before and my head starts bobbing with the very first beat, it's a good song. I think artists out there, that's what you want to strive for. Slow song, fast song, whatever. If they can move to it, you gotta keep her.
On Take My Time, it had flavor of Doctor Who.
Okay.
Mom's reading off her notes.
I am. That's why I wrote
That's why it might sound a tad robotic.
Music was Rolling Rock
Rhythm. She can't read it. That's why she got
Rolling Rock Rhythm. And my favorite was On the Run. And music, yes. Vocals, yes. Lyrics, yes.
There's mom's running through.
So that's her
through.
Checklist.
That's my checklist.
Got her done. I think at the beginning of this, we should just mom said, just mom, read your paper. Just because you're going to anyways.
That's
all
right.
I do. I did like him though. They
yeah.
Different.
There, I think.
And I didn't listen to music in the 90s. So, or in the 90s. I was listening.
Did you just skip that generation?
No. In the 90s, I was listening to 80s music and the
Mom,
2000s.
Mom got stuck. She never quite made it to the 90s. No, I think maybe he got a little lost with all the techno in some songs. He got techno happy or... I don't know. I mean, because I think some songs worked with it, like number 5 and... 4 and 3 and all that.
Okay.
Well, but I also feel like there were a couple of songs that I wasn't feeling it with the techno. So I think it just got to be a bit more.
To me, I enjoyed most of them. I mean, like I said, I was head bopping to all of them. So to me, I listen to the, like I always said, music first, then lyrics second. But
yeah,
like Michelle says, listening in the car, I want something that's going to make me stay awake and, you know, have fun. And I didn't hear anything that would slow down anything except, you know, Take My Time did slow a little bit, but not a tremendously slow one.
But I could listen to this in the car going down the road. I could listen to it at home when I'm gelling.
True.
I think it was just the slower songs with the techno in it that I didn't like.
I don't know if I'd listen to it at a party. Do you think it's techno enough for a party?
Yeah. You could do it at a party. I'm not sure about all of them.
A couple, like Red Eye.
Yeah, quite a few of them would be definitely good in it. Don't know about Take My Time. No. That'd be a iffy one.
Unless it's a slow dance, the acoustic one. I don't know. Is that the same one?
Yeah.
Crap. Guys, I don't have the names on this. I'm just...
Next time.
No. It just... To me, I like to take up as little space as possible with notes. So I just write one and then like one word little notes as close together as possible. That's why my notes are only on one page and everyone else has two or three.
Oh, well.
Efficiency. Yeah, but Mom, you stopped listening to everything.
That's right.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think he does have his website, and I think I don't know if he has his EP for sale there, or if it's just on iTunes.
His website is polymermusic.com, and polymer is P-O-L-L-I, monkey, E-R, M, monkey, E-R. And his EP, yeah, is on iTunes. Okay. It doesn't say on his website, but you can check. Just in case.
That's why I asked you, because I couldn't remember finding it on his website to purchase a physical album,
mm-hmm.
or EP, rather. This is one, again, with us being kind of geared for libraries. It is, I guess it's digitally, you could get it that way for your library.
Yeah, and I would say the majority of libraries, I think, would be all right picking this one up.
Yeah, there was.
I think even the smaller ones. I mean, if you're tiny as crap, this might not be the one you want to pick up. But if you're just like an average size, a bit smaller, I think you'd still be fine.
There's nothing that I heard that was questionable lyric-wise. So there's nothing to worry about there.
And there weren't enough on there that beats. I just hated. Yeah,
were upbeat for the most part. So I,
cool.
And I think probably when he eventually gets enough and does produce an album, I think it'd be a good one to add to a collection just to have a different variety.
Yep, it was good.
Anything else before we head out?
Mm-mm.
Got you good.
Mom's reading Reader's Digest. Plug.
Anyway, like we said, if you can and you have a way to store it on the digital file, libraries download it for the library. Any individuals that are listening, I had fun with all the songs. I don't know if everybody would, you know, it depends on each individual's taste, but
mm-hmm.
I had fun with all of them. I wouldn't have a problem with downloading all six off of iTunes. So
if it cost you money.
Well, it's 99 cents a song, so it's a dollar song, basically.
Yep.
But that's the route most individuals are going these days. Mm-hmm. But
yep.
But I didn't see anything that would stop me from purchasing them. Like April said, our outro is going to be On the Run. It's the one that we mentioned had pretty much the acoustical feel mm-hmm. to it. So if you... what?
We're looking at my sunburned shoulders.
Sunscreen,
they're so burnt.
Well, she took some.
This is actually pretty funny, guys. Yeah, I did. A little bit. But it's tanning lotion and it's SPF 15.
I'm a guy. Probably not the greatest
at like hardcore sunscreen protection.
Don't take tanning lotion out anymore.
But it was SPF 15.
You're trying to get an even 10.
No.
And this looks funny, guys, because is this called a forearm?
Yes.
My forearm, my bottom half of the arm, up
tan.
To about my elbow, is tan. It has a nice color to it. And then my upper arm, there's this patch just up to my shoulder. It's just white because I was wearing sleeves.
That's where you should put the suntan lotion tomorrow.
and then my shoulder is like bright lobster red, and it goes pretty bright lobster red, and it goes pretty far up because I was wearing a rolled up shirt, and that's where the sun hit. Great.
That side story brought to you by April. Gotta keep it fun.
But it doesn't hurt, so that's good.
But we're going to leave out with On the Run by Polymer. Again, thank you to Margo for letting us listen to this. Everybody out there, we're having fun here. Hope everybody's having fun out there. We'll see you on the flip side. Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
You will find me on the run, long ago we had our fun, the places you would find me, I'm not where I will be,
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.